In the south, the last weirwoods had been cut down or burned out 1,000 years ago, except on the Isle of Faces, where the green men kept their silent watch. Up here, it was different. Here, every castle had its godswood, and every godswood had its heart tree, and every heart tree its face. Catelyn found her husband beneath the weirwood, seated on a moss-covered stone. The great sword Ice was across his lap, and he was cleaning the blade in those waters black as night. 1,000 years of humus lay thick upon the godswood floor, swallowing the sound of her feet. But the red eyes of the weirwood seemed to follow her as she came. "Ned," she called softly. He lifted his head to look at her. "Catelyn," he said. His voice was distant and formal. "Where are the children?" He would always ask her that. In the kitchen, arguing about names for the wolf pups, she spread her cloak on the forest floor and sat beside the pool, her back to the weirwood. She could feel the eyes watching her, but she did her best to ignore them. "Arya is already in love, and Sansha is charmed and gracious, but Rickon is not quite sure." "Is he afraid?" Ned asked. "Well, a little," she admitted. "He's only 3. Ned frowned. "He must learn to face his fears. He will not be 3 forever.